but decided to do a quick video on what I think is one of the most important things for a guy to get his head around, and that is emotional self-control. Because if you don't have this, you're pretty much toast in anything that you do. You're going to have a hard time. But if you do get it right, you're able to make everything much, much easier. You will be more confident, you will be able to get more things done, and you will become more useful in the world. Because if you don't have the ability to control your own emotions, then you are like a boat that is just tossing around in the sea in an ocean of chaos. And it's going to forever be a problem, no matter what you want to do in the world. So I hope you enjoy the video, and I hope that you find it useful.
So this ability to be calm is something that's not easy to actually do. It's something that you get over time, but it is based, you can make it much easier for yourself. It's important to understand that there's no way around this. This is something that you can't avoid as a man. You should not want to avoid it. If you avoid it, you just create a worse situation. Because we're wired genetically to do difficult things and solve problems in order for us to be useful, in order for us to be respected amongst our friends and our family and our community. We need to be able to be competent. That develops over time. But there's no way to avoid this. There is no scenario in the future where you're like, fuck it. You know, I don't care. I don't care about being calm and controlling my emotions. I need to show my emotions. I need to be able to express my emotions in a particular way. There is some truth to this, but as a man, when it comes to dealing with difficult things, being able to be rational and relatively calm in circumstances that are stressful and difficult is something that you must learn how to do. If you don't, you are useless. You're useless. You're not of any value. You need to be of value. Otherwise, you get depressed. What's the point? What's the fucking point of existing? Your existence is about being able to make the world a better place in some way. In some way, the world needs to be better because you existed. It doesn't have to be a big, big thing. It could just be something really small. But you don't want to be a useless dickhead, a waster. What you need to do is you need to be useful. In order for you to be useful as a man, in order for you to be valued as a man, you must be able to control your emotions so that you're able to actually deal with a particular problem or challenge that is in front of you. So calmness under pressure is a result of doing difficult things. And if you're a guy, you need to be doing difficult things. You need to be going outside of your comfort zone and becoming used to the feeling of dealing with the unknown and dealing with the idea of pushing yourself in some way. It might be physically, it might be mentally, but this idea of seeking discomfort is really, really important. Seeking discomfort, going out of your way to do something that is difficult. And for those of you who think that you can get away with this, for those of you who think that comfort is the answer, you are wrong. A man that is comfortable for a long period of time is an unhappy, depressed man. Our value as men is dependent on our competence, and competence is developed through experience and doing difficult things. Developing determination, grit, having a bit of spine and backbone, focus. Comfort, genuinely, is like kryptonite for men. Happens to me all the time. The call of drinking a nice gin and tonic in the evening, knowing that I might then drop in front of the TV screen and watch a nice Netflix show after a long day, working, exercising, and so on. After all, I deserve it, right? That may be true, and sometimes I'll do that, but the call of that is very easy to just give into it and to constantly be pissing away your time, wasting your time, and importantly, wasting your potential to be better by the call of comfort, the evil call of comfort. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't enjoy stuff. Again, don't be so fucking literal. Use your head. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just giving a general principle. Go out of your way to do difficult things. Things that are relatively difficult to you. Doesn't have to be stuff that's difficult to somebody else, but it needs to be something that is difficult for you. If you're anxious around people, for example, you need to be able to do something about it and spend time to develop a bit of social skills by making yourself go out and do the thing that you know that you need to learn how to do, which is being more comfortable with other people, having social conversations, for example. You need to go out of your way and identify the thing that you have a problem with, social anxiety, and then you need to find a way to force yourself to go out and deal with that particular thing, knowing that you're going to be shit and uncomfortable at doing it, but fuck it, you are going to do it anyway. And you are going to keep doing it until you are comfortable with the situation. It's not complicated. It's really not that hard. It's not rocket science, but it is uncomfortable. And the world wants to tell you that you shouldn't have to do difficult things. You just find the way you are. This is absolute bullshit. You must do difficult things. You must go out of your way to learn new things, to be able to invert the problem. This idea of inverting the problem or inverting the stressful situation, turning it inside out, instead of seeing it as a problem, as something difficult, you need to see it as an opportunity to test yourself. Again, if you've got social anxiety, what you're doing by making yourself go ahead and expose yourself to the stressor by being in a social situation, what you're doing is that you are testing your resolve. You are testing your ability to make yourself do something that you don't necessarily want to do. And then you go and do it anyway. Accept that it is something that is stressful to you, and accept that it could be embarrassing, the anxiety will be there, you might feel stupid, but accept that this is a normal thing. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a normal thing to expect because you're not used to the particular situation. So why beat yourself up about it? And know that because you're determined to solve this particular problem or achieve this particular thing, because you're determined, the one thing that you do have is resolve. You'll just keep going. Next time, it'll be better. On average, over time, I will get better and better dealing with this stressful thing because I will repeatedly do it. All I need to do is to show up again and again with an open mind, with an eye to getting better at doing it. So controlling your emotions is hugely important for everything that you do, for everything. And it's something which is a project of a lifetime. It's a skill and a habit that you will never completely fulfill. You will always be working on it, and you should always be working on it, working on understanding yourself, what stresses you out, what situations you're good at dealing with, what situations you're not. So that is self-control. If you have that, everything else is much easier. It is way, way easier. Because determination, confidence, these things come from self-control. They're all sort of wrapped up with one another in this beautiful, with these beautiful masculine traits. If you're able to control yourself, you are almost by default confident, but not in a way that is cocky and arrogant. Masculine confidence is a calm confidence. So another masculine trait, again connected to all of these, is this idea of coolness under pressure. Obviously, you get coolness under pressure by learning how to deal with difficult situations, how to deal with your own emotions. So it's all very, very neatly tied up together, but it all comes back to self-control, learning how to control your emotions, not believing what is going on with your immediate emotional situation, being skeptical of your emotional response, especially if it's a quick emotional response. Being skeptical and suspicious of your own emotions is probably one of the best things that you can learn to do as a young man. Learning to create just that little bit of distance between yourself and your emotions. Your emotions are not you. It's like the weather. You can feel angry and upset and just watch it wash over your brain. It comes, it goes. There are these guys who think that it's all very masculine to be imposing and angry. But this is pussy behavior. This is weakness. It's just weak. Can't control yourself. Getting angry and flipping out, getting upset. This is the behavior of a child. This is not the behavior of a man. It's unnecessary to get emotional and lose your shit. What is much better to do is to remain calm and to be able to simply handle the problem quietly and confidently and develop the competence to do it.